From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama, in an interview with NPR, says he believes the basic elements of his tax cut deal with Republican lawmakers will remain intact. Mr. Obama says he believes Democrats opposed to the agreement will come around.
My sense is that there are going to be discussions between both House and Senate leadership about all the final elements of the package. Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
President Obama's interview with NPR can be heard tomorrow on Morning Edition. There's no timetable for a final Senate vote on the tax cut bill, but debate could begin soon. The White House and key lawmakers in both parties have cleared the way for swift action to avert a January 1st spike in income taxes for most Americans. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
A majority of House Democrats approved a non-binding resolution saying they won't vote for the tax deal unless they get some changes. The agreement would extend the Bush-era tax cuts for middle-income and wealthy taxpayers and increase the amount of money exempted from the estate tax, which many House Democrats find especially distasteful. Connecticut Democrat John Larson says his colleagues are demanding a say.
There is a strong desire on the members of the House of Representatives to put their own imprimatur on this very important piece of legislation.
It's not clear how open the White House or Senate Republicans will be to changing the deal. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Haiti, Election Commission officials have ordered a recount of votes in the country's disputed November election. As NPR's Jonathan Blakely reports from Port-au-Prince, the results, which were announced late Tuesday, sparked street violence and protests, which continue today.
The streets of the Haitian capital remain littered with broken glass, charred tires, and crude barricades, while thousands of supporters are continuing to rally, mostly in support of presidential candidate Michel Martelly. The popular singer wound up in third place behind government-supported candidate Jude Celestin and former First Lady Merland Monaghan. A runoff between those two is set for next month. Martelly's supporters are angry and have been screaming fraud since the November 28th ballot. Many protesters have clashed with the United Nations peacekeepers, who are responding with tear gas and flash grenades. The violence has paralyzed the city, closing businesses and halting international flights. Haitian President René Préval has appealed for calm. Martelly urged his supporters to continue protesting, albeit peacefully. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
An explosion rocked a chemical plant Thursday in New Cumberland, West Virginia, killing at least two workers and injuring two others. The cause is being investigated. New Cumberland Police Chief Lester Skinner says the workers were believed to be processing powder titanium when the blast occurred. New Cumberland is a small town located about 33 miles west of Pittsburgh. This is NPR News. Johnson & Johnson is expanding its recall of Rolaid soft chews and antacids because of reports of metal and wood particles in the products. The New Jersey-based company says it's suspending production of the tablets pending a review of its manufacturing process. The move comes less than a month after 71,000 packages of cherry-flavored extra-strength Rolaids were recalled following reports of an unusual taste. Johnson & Johnson also removed children's Benadryl allergy and Motrin products from store shelves in November for unspecified reasons. The Roman Catholic Church has approved as worthy of belief an account that Mary appeared to a young woman in Wisconsin in 1859. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, this is the first so-called Marian apparition to be approved in the U.S.
According to the account, in October 1859, Adele Bryce was carrying a stack of wheat to a grist mill near Champion, Wisconsin, when she saw a vision of Mary standing in the woods. A few days later, Mary appeared again. Bryce's priest told her the next time she saw the vision to ask who she was and what she wanted to say. That day, the church says, Mary appeared again saying, "I am the Queen of Heaven," and telling Bryce to instruct the children in this wild country about the Catholic faith. Now, after a two-year investigation by three investigators, Bishop David Ricken of the Diocese of Green Bay says the apparitions, quote, "do exhibit the substance of supernatural character and should be believed." The diocese says it's bracing for a flood of pilgrims. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.